We do setting the bar stories for our own enjoyment, but then also to serve as like a bar for you.
And a little proverbial life hurdle that you can jump over.
You know what? And we never want to assume that no one needs to hear this little goal or needs to hear this little moral of the story sort of thing.
Somebody did because we're talking about it.
Right, exactly. I don't know who needs to understand how we use a jump rope, but this ain't it.
What are we doing with it?
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving a jump rope up your wiener, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh! Wait a second! Wait a second! I felt like that needed more of a warning. I don't know if it makes it better. Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Warning.
Okay.
Warning. If you can manage to make it through the day without shoving a 90-inch jump rope up your wiener, you're doing okay.
How is that possible?
That's a great question, Kelly. One that I don't know if I have an answer to, but one that the doctors aren't even sure why this individual did what he did.
They have handles, do they not?
What is it? Well, I needed my hands free to hold my beers.
I'm wondering, like, how just that is larger, right? Than
I know you've got a lot of questions. I understand.
Questions, so logistical questions.
So the guy goes into the doctor because, shocking, having a hard time peeing.
Not sure what's going on. Might have a little something to do with that.
Yeah, so then, you know, they take an X-ray and they're like, well, there's something strange happening in your bladder there.
Could you fill in the blanks for us? Know what that could possibly be?
Oh, yeah.
And that's when they found a large, quote, object accompanied by acoustic shadows, which basically then the guy was like, well, funny. I think I know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Why do people ever get that idea?
Well,
and not
he didn't
stop themselves at any point and say, maybe not.
Well, maybe there's some mental issues at play here, but he didn't explain why he did it. But
yeah,
he was able to get it removed.
Oh, and that's good news.
Has not suffered any long-term injury. So that
shocking,
is also
actually
yeah, good
really
news.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe he didn't have pockets?
He's like, man, I don't know where I'm going to put this. I mean, okay, all right, listen.
I got to transport this somehow. What do I do?
Kelly, if that is me,
uh-huh.
I'm not trying the front door. I'm trying the back door.
Really?
Does that not make sense?
I don't endorse either, sir.
I'm saying if you have to.
No, I don't think you have to. I think we're going to go ahead and go on record as saying you never have to. You never have to. You never have to. You never have to. You get yourself a little fanny pack if you don't have pockets.
Well, yeah, fanny pack is definitely what we're talking about here.
You give it to someone to carry in their purse, something like that. Backpack. There are lots of different ways you can carry stuff.
Well, obviously, he didn't have any of those, or maybe he was, again.
Let's not insert that in places. Let's not insert it.
Lots of unanswered questions, but again, we do not want to assume that there's no one listening that needs to hear that's not how we use jump ropes.
Because one guy did. That's why we're here.
That's why we're in the situation we are.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, right. So, question.
No, no.
If
no,
you were
mm-mm.
going to a toy store.
Stop talking.
And you saw a sticker on a jump rope.
No, what do you?